At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Wrapping up a spectacular July on 4th of July. What? Yes, we're wrapping it up here. I'm hungry. I'm starving. With Mark James, Jim Rodriguez. Thanks for hanging out with us here.
Make y'all hungry, J-Rod. You can say that. Yeah.
Seriously, I had to close the window because downstairs, you know, the grilling, the wife's out there. And by the way, she came by. Opened the door and just all I saw was like a casserole of baked beans and then out. Mm. So I'm like, this is gonna have to be a quick segment, boys.
Because you can enjoy those baked beans that Mrs. A-Rod makes for you, or J-Rod makes for you.
In the mean streets of Kendall. In the mean streets of Kendall.
Mean streets of Kendall is. I lived in Pinecrest, and listen. Pinecrest is about as bougie of an area and I would never even think, you know, but there are some parts of Kendall that can be a little sketchy.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, yeah, although I think A-Rod may have read those in the newspaper. I don't think A-Rod was ever there because A-Rod went to high school in Pinecrest with a very
– Right, exactly.
Very
I know.
Private, you know, money high school.
Yes.
Yeah. My kid actually swims there. He doesn't go there. Public school over here, but he swims over there. Nice. He didn't take after his old man. He's actually kind of athletic. So listen, lightning bets. There's MLB aplenty on this 4th of July. So let's go around the horn and start with our executive producer, Zach. What is your lightning bets for today? And I want to hear these home run props too.
Cincinnati Reds at -165. I believe in the Mets as the best team in the National League East. Buck Showalter, everything that he's been doing there. Taijuan Walker's been pitching great on the mound, was phenomenal in his last outing. So I'll go the Mets -165 against the Reds. And I'll go with an underdog. Give me the St. Louis Cardinals on the road against the Atlanta Braves. I think the Cardinals have an argument to be the most undervalued team on the market right now when you look at their dynamic offense with Arenado and Goldschmidt both just having phenomenal seasons. Give me the Cardinals on the road against Atlanta as an underdog at +155. And my home run prop will be Jose Abreu of the Chicago White Sox at +330 to go yard against Dylan Bundy. You said it, Jim. We'll be fading him today. The White Sox bats, they woke up a little bit yesterday in San Francisco this past weekend. Give me Jose Abreu +330 to hit a home run.
All right, Mark, what do you got, my buddy?
All right. He talked about my New York Mets, and so I'm going to, number one, go back to what I said before. They're 14-8 as road favorites. I like them on the run line tonight. I'm also going to go give you a little sort of a pitcher prop parlay here. Taijuan Walker, 4+ strikeouts and the Mets win -106. That's a very safe bet. Going to get you a little good value, and you're not having, you know, if things don't, you know, for somehow go awry, it's just -106 to win 100. Also, home run prop, the polar bear. National League MVP candidate Pete Alonso +200. He's facing Hunter Green, who has given up 13 runs over his last 14 innings in three starts. I think Pete Alonso goes deep today in whatever ballpark they're calling that now in Cincinnati against the worst team, maybe in not only in the National League, but maybe in baseball, the lowly Reds. So Pete Alonso on the home run prop.
All right, so I'm going to go with a little West Coast baseball for it, kind of. Out in the desert, the Giants and the Diamondbacks are hooking up. Probably the best pitching matchup of the day. Carlos Rodon against Madison Bumgarner. I love the under in this game. Under 7.5, it's even money. I think you're going to see a pitching duel, despite it being a pitcher-friendly, a hitter-friendly ballpark. That is, whatever they're calling it, Chase Field, the Bob, Arizona, the desert. I'm sure everything will be closed because it's sure be 1,000 degrees. People are bursting into flames in Phoenix, but I love the under 7.5 in that game. And then I'm actually going to go a little contrarian here with the Twins White Sox, despite Dylan Bundy on the mound. Listen, under 9 in that game, plus 100, even money. I like under 9. I think it, you know, the games are Dylan Bundy, he hasn't been great, but I think he will keep the Twins in. The Twins are actually playing really well. I just don't think we're going to see a lot of runs in this game. Under 9. And my home run prop, well, I'm going to go against my Dodgers. Charlie Blackmon, who kills the Dodgers. Julio Urias on the mound today for the Dodgers. Blackmon, 8-for-23. A home run, 2 doubles, and a triple. 348 against Urias. So I'm going to go Charlie Blackmon to hit a home run today. And minus 2.5 is the Dodger run line. I hate to say this, don't tell anybody. I think I'm going to take the Rockies plus 2.5 today. I think the Rockies have given the Dodgers a tough time this year. Minus 130, a little juice, but I'll take the Rockies plus 2.5 in that game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Also, to reiterate, which to me, it's the ultimate contradiction. The Baltimore Orioles in last place in the AL East, 22.5 games behind the New York Yankees.
Machine.
But they're 51-29 ATS, 64% the O's have covered on the season. They've covered 8 of the last 10 on the run line. I love them today at home against the lowly Texas Rangers. Take the O's, getting 1.5 runs at home, plus the under 9 runs on the game. Each team is about 55% on the year. on the under. So I think that's a great bet. And I mentioned, speaking of unders, Astros under total on the season, 65%. They're 49, 26, and 3 on the under today on the mound. They've got, and you were talking before about Jake Odorizzi. Jake Odorizzi on the mound. The Royals are just absolutely one of the worst teams in baseball. And when you have a chance to get, when you're talking about hitting 65% by just betting one thing, you could bet it every game for 162 games, and you're going to hit 65%, which is what the Astros have done so far this season. Cash that ticket. They've won six in a row. Make it seven. That will go under 7.5 today at Minute Maid Park.
And a quick update. There's actually one game that's still going. It's actually started. It was an 11 a.m. start. The Marlins and the Nationals. Remember, we told you to take the under. Under was all the way up to 9. It's a getaway day at 11 a.m. start. Everybody's swinging at the first pitches. It's 1-0 Marlins. They are in the third inning in that game. So far, things are moving well. And we told you Miguel Rojas to take him in an over total basis. Well, he's already got a hit. He's 1-for-2. He was hitting .351 against Patrick Corbin. So we'll keep an eye on that game. Live bet.
You know what I wish we could also – what's the over-under on attendance there? About like 136 people?
Yeah, it's friends and family day. By the way, if you're looking at a live betting situation, the over-under is 6.5 now. It's 1-0 in the fourth inning. Marlins are minus 175. Do you think the Nationals will come back and win? It's plus 135 Nationals money line on over at BetMGM, but of course, shop around. So, Mark, so we're done in about 10 minutes here. What are you going to do today, buddy?
I'm going to probably hit St. Pete Beach, get some, I got to get some, you know, tan back. I've been kind of staying out of the sun recently. I figure today's a great day to do it. I got some time to do it. So, probably going to go hit St. Pete Beach. Listen. When you live near four of the top 10 beaches in the world, it's tough to, you know, which one do I go to? Do I go to Madeira Beach? Do I go to St. Pete Beach? Do I go to Indian Rocks? Do I head up to Sarasota, Siesta Key? But I think I'm going to head to St. Pete Beach. And then I got invited to a couple of endeavors tonight, which I might partake in.
I like that. I like that.
Yes, endeavors. But you know what, J-Rod? Like, you know as well as I do, man. You spend over an hour to 2 hours in the sun in Florida, but like that night, I will there is no need for Ambien. Not that I take Ambien anyway, because I don't. But if you spend more than 2 hours in the sun in Florida, I sleep like an absolute baby.
I'm a fat baby after spending a half an hour because of the heat and the humidity. It's bananas. Zach, what are you doing today?
What's going on today?
The clock hits 12. What are you doing, Zachy?
Yeah, I'll be heading to a barbecue right after better on the 4th of July. I'm still thinking just about that dream plate I mentioned earlier in the show with all the ribs with some mac and cheese. You know, it's a great day to eat, 4th of July.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's a great day to eat every day, but the 4th of July especially, definitely even better day to eat. And, you know, so there's no – what do you – J-Rod, what do you and Miss Amy got going on?
Well, see, I'm more of a pool guy than I am a beach guy.
Like, right. By the way, there's a rooftop pool not far from – which I could walk over to. And I'm with you, too. I'm with you too. I'm more of a beach guy than a beach guy. Yes.
Yeah, because you know what? For it's not that I don't like the people. You know, or anything like that. It's just that you get the sand and then the dogs are going crazy. I've got a dog. I've got two dogs. I got a dog that literally walked into my wife's office, and he's a rescue mutt. So he's great. He's sweet. And then I got a pug. We call her our house hippo. She's mad at everybody. We got her in Hialeah, which is a very Cuban part of Miami. So she's just an angry
I'm very well aware.
Yes. She's just an old angry Cuban lady. So she barks at everybody. When the fireworks go off, she wants to go outside and fight the fireworks. While the street dog is cowering in the hallway over there. So we got shirts and jackets and blankets that we put on them. So I'm going to go downstairs to the pool. You know, we're going to fire up the grill. We got some non-traditional stuff. We got some lobsters, we got some salmon, we've got some burgers. And maybe a hot dog or two, maybe. Well, we'll get those in. But maybe.
By the way, hey, listen. Also, to everybody out there that, you know, and especially in down south where you can buy fireworks legally, be careful. Don't end up like Jason Pierre-Paul losing a digit or two, okay? Yeah. Be careful. because that's the worst thing. And, you know, it seems like everybody, you know, your bottle rockets and your Roman candles, be careful. Don't end up like JPP.
Listen, Chris Berman once told me, leave the comedy to the professionals, leave the fireworks to the professionals.
Exactly. Please.
Just be careful out there. And again, if you've got dogs, you know, just make sure they're okay. Maybe you went to the vet and you got them a little help to be able to cope with today. But hey, listen, we want to give everyone a big shout out. Hope your bets go well today. We've given you plenty of information. You can always listen back to us on the Odyssey app, BetQL Daily app. You get everything you need, BetQL Daily Twitter. You can follow Mark on Twitter at Mark James. That's Mark with a C. I'm at J Rod Show. Thanks to Zach. Thanks to everybody involved. Have a great 4th of July. Be safe. Eat like a champ. Bet like a champ. And we will talk to you soon. This is BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network.
From all of us at the BetQL Network, a happy and safe 4th of July weekend. A big thanks to all of you for keeping us America's number one wagertainment destination.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.